Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And one of the issues we've been covering of late is the Delve service in Microsoft's Office 365 platform. Delve is designed to help enterprises find enterprise information more easily and make connections between different kinds of enterprise information, helping users access information they might not have even known was there. But Delve has had a rocky start, and today, to talk about Delve, I have the great pleasure of welcoming back one of our frequent contributors and a BI and SharePoint expert, Scott Robinson. Scott, welcome.
Well, it's great to be here, Lauren.
It's great to have you back. It's been a while since we got to delve into some of these issues, not to make a bad pun. But I've been really chomping at the bit to talk to you about Delve because you are right, you know, in the thick of it with these services. And in my brief conversations with some users, Delve isn't quite what people have been expecting. But I want to turn to you and tell us a little bit about, you know, Delve and what you think is happening with its launch and where you think it's headed.
I would love to, because Delve is probably the most fascinating Microsoft product, from my point of view, in a very long time. There are the great Marvel comic book movies that are out now, and the character of Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., and Iron Man has an assistant who is an artificial intelligence named Jarvis. And Jarvis is always there at Tony's elbow, giving him what he needs, even before he knows what he needs to have it. And it's just wonderful to watch this interaction between Robert Downey Jr. and this computer program that makes his every wish come true. Delve wanted to be Jarvis. Delve wanted to be a product that anticipated the user's needs, that understood the user inside out, that followed the user's behavior patterns and personal workflow, and just really understood what it was that the user did day to day, and to make sure that everything was right there at the user's elbow. Now, that's a great idea. That is just brilliant. What a great product this could be. Now, we automatically get into some problems because Microsoft is the one promoting the product, and Microsoft is very, very bad at promoting its products. So, you know, last year we've got Delve out there, and people are looking at it, and they don't understand what it is. And when Microsoft tells everyone what it is, that this is basically an analytics tool that will analyze your work and analyze your documents and analyze your schedule and, you know, be there for you, you know, that we're being premature, because the truth is that the product did not cover, in terms of breadth or depth, enough of the user's work and documents and content to make a real difference. So it was off to a rocky start from the beginning. The people who were using it didn't really understand what it was supposed to be doing, and it wasn't doing it well enough to make a good impression. Now, that's bad news all the way around. Now, earlier this year, Microsoft came out and tried to replatform Delve as something different. They tried to say, Delve is essentially Facebook plus LinkedIn. Now, that's pretty smart, because we all like Facebook and we all like LinkedIn. And they tried to say, what you can do with Delve is basically the same things you can do with those platforms. You can communicate more efficiently and more intuitively with your colleagues and customers. Well, that's true. That's extremely true. Delve is taking profiling to a whole new level. And Microsoft has been trying very hard with the SharePoint platform to make profiling, you know, colleagues and others in the enterprise one of its, you know, big things, its big selling points. And we all use LinkedIn enough that, yeah, that's a pretty good strategy. Now, the thing is that in replatforming Delve that way, what they're trying to do is get people to practice the reciprocity that they do with LinkedIn, where I'm going to look at your profile, you look at my profile, we'll get to know each other better through Delve. And now they're hoping everyone will accidentally discover all this other great functionality. That might work, it might not work. But the bottom line is that this is a product with nowhere to go because people don't understand what it's about.
So now let me ask you this too, because this has come up in other contexts. There are a couple other misgivings that I've heard about. So one is, if you're in a hybrid deployment, how can Delve, which is in the cloud in Office 365, surface and access that information that's on premises? So that's another oversight, right?
That's another oversight, and that's part of why the product isn't catching on the way it should, is because Delve does not cover enough of a user's work to really be that comprehensive tool that understands everything about a person's work. Now, and that's really been a stumbling block, because in order for this kind of tool to be effective, it has to cover the depth and breadth of a person's day-to-day hands-on tasks. It has to understand the entire front-to-back process that a person goes through in doing whatever it is they do in the enterprise. And they released the product before Delve had that capability. Now, they've got it in the cloud. They've got it as part of O365, and that's fine. But even within O365, they launched it prematurely because it couldn't touch everything in O365. That was a huge tactical error. Delve needs to talk to Exchange. Delve needs to talk to attachments in Exchange. It needs to be able to look at everything in SharePoint, and it needs to talk to on-prem. That's the big problem, is that it wasn't seeing everything the user did, and that's essential for a product like this to succeed.
Now, and so you've talked about its lack of, you know, comprehensiveness, and totally 100% agreed that, you know, part of its allure is this ability to access everything. Now, let's talk about kind of that misgivings that workers might have about all of their meetings and email and, you know, semi-private activities and information being accessed by Delve. There's been some concern about, you know, kind of its creepiness factor.
Yeah, I've had a lot of conversations about that. But my getting to know Delve has been in the context of working in a government deployment, where people who are providing services to the public are making use of Microsoft products. And as you might guess, in a government context, this is always floating around in the air. You don't want to have this feeling that Big Brother's listening. Mm-hmm. Well, that creepy factor where Delve is looking at everything and Delve is spying over your shoulder, that's of a lot of concern to some people. And that really has put a dark cloud over the product. That didn't need to be there. That could have been handled better, too, by Microsoft. But it's a factor. Now, Delve contains everything necessary to lock down whatever needs to be locked down, to put privacy in place wherever it needs to be. But that message hasn't gotten out there, and that hasn't been shared out well by Microsoft. And that, too, has been a big black mark on the product.
Yep. So let me ask you this, kind of in conclusion, like, what do you believe Microsoft needs to do to make Delve more palatable and useful?
Well, I absolutely believe they could make this a success. They could even turn it into a home run. The core functionality of Delve is exactly what we want it to be. And even though people haven't thought a lot about it, I really think it's going to be part of the way we do business in the future. I think we're going to get to where we take for granted that our cell phone knows what we need next, that our tablet knows what we need next. I think that's going to become so routine that we don't think twice about it. And I think that day is soon coming. You know, I think 5 years from now, we will all expect that from our business tools. But in order for Delve to be a success, what they need to do is stretch it completely across O365, where Delve is looking at all activity in the cloud, period. Now, they're on their way, and they're saying that with SharePoint 2016, we'll have full integration between O365, Exchange, SharePoint 2016, and Delve, that we'll have that entire territory covered. Now, you'll recall that I have mentioned to you that SharePoint 2016 on-prem is essentially going to mirror SharePoint in the cloud moving forward. Well, that's a big plus. What that does is that makes it possible for on-prem SharePoint deployments, if they are 2016, to be part of that big loop where Delve is looking at them too, because all of the core coding, all of the core classes in .NET that are going to be leveraged in making SharePoint 2016 happen on the ground are going to be held in common with the cloud version. So Delve can look at anything in the cloud and anything in on-prem as long as those two instances are connected.
Got it. Well, we'll be watching to see whether some of these tweaks come to fruition in the course of 2016. And Scott, many thanks to you for tackling this subject. I've been waiting quite some time to talk to you about Delve, so it's been a pleasure.
Always.
Okay, thanks for joining us, and sure. I have a feeling we'll be talking again soon.
I hope so.
And for more on Delve and all the services in Office 365, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz. We'll be right back.